Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the Sunday celebration of the Festival of St. Peter and St. Paul, June 29th, 2025, entitled The Simple Question. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine. There are relatively few festival days in the church calendar that take a precedence over a Sunday. Taking precedence is the technical liturgical phrase for bump. St. Peter and St. Paul Day bumps a Sunday. Nowadays, it's only principal holy days that don't get transferred to a day that isn't Sunday. If you're interested, you can find a handy list of the principal holy days in the front of the Book of Alternative Services. With the more recent use of the Common Lectionary, consistency in reading the Sunday lections became a higher priority. The prayer book isn't nearly as flexible and directs that red letter days are observed whenever they fall. Sunday or not. Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th, doesn't move around on the calendar. There are two things that should signal to us the importance of those two biblical figures, Peter and Paul. The first is that their day always bumps a Sunday. The other is that while the church celebrates them at the end of June together, they also have their own calendar day each January. Peter and Paul are bookends of two extremes of Christian faith. In the Anglican tradition, we consider that referring to those extremes is maybe allows us to describe by using the words evangelicalism and the term Anglo-Catholicism. The Anglican Church is a large tent, accepting a broad spectrum of theology and belief within the limits of the historical Christian faith. Those two edges, those two extremes, are not, as some seem to assume, a difference between the formal and the informal. They're also not representative of traditional versus contemporary language or styles of worship. Instead, they're more about the nuances between a Reformed Christian tradition versus a more historically authentic perspective of the faith. Both are valid, and the vast majority of Anglicans, I think it's fair to say, would prefer to stay as much in the gray area of the middle than at either of the sides. St. Peter, who Jesus said would inherit the very keys to the kingdom, was the central figure, or one central figure, in the formation of the Christian church in Rome. To this day, Roman Catholics recognize the Pope as the direct bishop successor to Peter, perhaps considered the first bishop of Rome. On the other hand, Paul was not one of the initial 12, but experienced a later radical conversion, meeting the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus. No one questions the use of the title apostle for him, since he is clearly also one who is sent, which is what the word apostle means. Sent by Jesus as a witness. Paul's role in testifying to faith in Jesus, even to his death, may be his most significant claim to fame. Paul was executed for his faith. He is what the church has referred to for centuries as a martyr. In the passage from 2 Timothy, Paul has been imprisoned for being a Christian. Seeing that his days are numbered, he writes to his protege, "The time of my departure has come," he says to young Timothy. "I am already being poured out as a libation," an interesting choice of words, I would suggest. A libation is not just a drink. A libation is precisely a drink poured in honor, a drink offered, a drink that satisfies, a sacrifice. And Paul says, "I'm already being poured out as a libation." Paul has already endured a first trial. He says, being deserted by any who would speak in his defense. He expects that round two will mean certain execution, and he was correct. But he's not bitter or revengeful. Instead, he takes this last opportunity to encourage Timothy. Paul says, "I've run the race. I've fought the good fight. I've kept the faith." His last wish is that Timothy can do the same. I remember when I was a teenager struggling with whether to believe or not to believe. How or if Christianity should somehow be an influence in my life. I remember once asking myself the question, if my life were on the line for my faith, how would I answer? If allegiance to Jesus meant death and denying him meant life, which would it be? Would I live? Or would I die? That question requires a certain level of maturity to answer well. I'm not sure I did. At one time or another, we are all called to testify, to say what for us is our truth. Who knows when or where, because the trials shift their setting from place to place. They appear in one moment in a university dormitory room, the next in an office somewhere, then in a classroom or a store. They pop up in conversations around the family dinner table, in interactions with sales clerks and healthcare workers and teachers and counselors. The trials sometimes take the form of a casual conversation or a debate about investments at a board meeting, or a question in a job interview, or a classroom quiz. The trial goes on, and we will be called as witnesses. We all have been called as witnesses. Paul is confident that there is reserved for him a crown of righteousness, but not because he has somehow inherited superhuman strength or in some way has risen above his colleagues with faith or without. This word from Paul should offer some comfort and assurance to all of us who fight to do the right thing. The crown is not given to him only, but to all who have longed for the Lord's appearing, he says. Longed for the Lord's appearing. Saul was a Jew, a Pharisee, and he took the job more seriously than most. He made it his business to persecute Christians, and we know that he was good at it. An encounter with the truth, with Jesus, and Saul became Paul. Paul died a Jew. In Jesus, he encountered the truth, the one true God. In the person of Jesus was the appearance of the Lord. As a Pharisee, as a Jew, as a Christian, his passion was the longing to see the Lord. And that might just be the question we need to ask ourselves. Not would I be able to testify when push comes to shove, but rather, how does my life already witness to the truth? What is my deepest, truest longing? For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, Paul said. And I wonder if the day has already come. Jesus simply asked Peter what was not a simple question. Do you love me?
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8255. 8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.